All right, the streaming service Hulu is premiering a miniseries tonight that's adapted from Stephen King's time travel novel 11-22-63. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has his review.
At first, Jake Epping doesn't look much like a crusading hero. Played by James Franco, he's a divorced, mediocre high school teacher with a goatee that makes him come off like a failed hipster. He likes hanging out in a diner owned by his friend Al. But then Al, played by Chris Cooper, asks him to do something odd.
I need you to go in this closet and take a look around. Stay as long as you need.
And when Jake walks inside that room, travels back in time.
You go through there, and it's 1960.
You're saying this is a time portal?
I call it a rabbit hole.
How long's it been there?
Since I had the diner.
Who else knows about it?
Just you.
Inexplicably, Jake keeps listening after Al explains what he really wants him to do. Stop the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. As Al explains to Jake, the stakes are high.
Okay, so if you save JFK, then there's no Vietnam?
Johnson was the one who escalated everything in Nam. If Kennedy had survived, no way does that escalation continue.
There are rules. When Jake returns to the present, only 2 minutes will have passed. And if he goes back to 1960 again, everything resets and his previous actions in the past will vanish. Most ominously, time pushes back. So when Jake tries to call his dad in 1960...
Hello? What? Dad?
The call won't go through, and a runaway car eventually destroys the payphone he's using. Like most Stephen King inventions, this story is a wonderful take on the typical time travel story. It's also a bit of a baby boomer fantasy. Jake finds even the food tastes better in 1960 while planning to stop a murder that defined the era. There's even a moment when producers wink at the audience, when Jake talks to a woman in 1960 about her favorite book, From Here to Eternity.
From Here to Eternity. Would she like better the book or the movie?
Please. The book's always better. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Still, this story moves very, very slowly. Jake has to spend 3 years preparing for Lee Harvey Oswald, all while trying to learn if the assassin is acting alone. And he's remarkably clumsy in his efforts to change time, stumbling in ways that sometimes make you want to throw something at your TV or your laptop. 11-22-63 is Hulu's most ambitious original project, an 8-episode miniseries with a well-crafted period look and an engaging leading man in Franco. But that slow pace makes it tough for viewers to stick around long enough to learn if Jake ever becomes the hero he's striving to be. I'm Eric Deggan.